Our scripture reading is out of Luke chapter 23, the verses 32 through 43. Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 32. First we read the Ten Commandments. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And the superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, this is the King of the Jews. One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Thus far the reading of the scriptures. We have to remember in prayer congregation Eva, infant twin daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jesse Vandenberg, who came home from the hospital, and Mrs. Johanna Bayer, who needs surgery tomorrow to remove gallstones, and Mr. Harmon Leusing, who needs to have changes made to his pacemaker on Friday in Calgary. Let us try to seek the countenance of the Lord in prayer. Lord in the heavens, omnipotent, omniscient, faithful, holy, all-ruling, and also nothing which is taking place on earth is outside thy control. That goes from east to west and from north to south. That concerns millions times millions human beings who all have an immortal soul and who all have to appear before their Maker. Only thou knowest how many worldwide are dying in 1 minute. And once it will be also our turn. Now we are on thy holy Sabbath day, distinguished of millions, even in this province of the nation of Canada. Oh, what makes us to differ, that we are allowed to sit here with our children, with the brothers, elders, and deacons, and also where they have their own minister, whom we commend also for this day, unto thee, Lord. Those privileges are still entrusted unto us. But then the main thing is that thou thyself will fill those benefits with thyself to give the leading and preaching by the opening of the written word. And then among the audience, the errands and the hearse, which were also the support for thy servant Moses in that time. O grant on this day and in this morning hour the opening of thy word, and also the understanding, if we may say a few words regarding our text some understanding of it also by our boys and girls. We never know if we are here the next Sunday again. So often they are also on a young age suddenly taken away. They have also to be prepared to meet their Maker. And in general, their young life is filled with many things of the world as well. But that's all temporary and often sinful. But because of their baptized forehead, they are under the truth. Wilt thou then look upon them by converting them unto thee? What would that be a wonder to have that in our families, boys and girls who may have some knowledge of their Maker, but help then also the parents and remember them where they have the empty places when the children were taken away, sometimes by diseases or by accidents. Oh, will thou be their comforter in those homes and families? Remember also thy church. Thou knowest of every congregation where thou hast done thy work by converting people, and where thou still wilt do thy work, the same work, to gather them in. That's why we came. That's why we are here, or wherever we are listening, to set ourselves under the preaching and the reading of thy word. May that then also happen this morning, when thou bring us among that people where with a number of years ago we got it all installed here at this place. Now thou hast given them thy help in all the years. Also thy servants, remember also the minister. Help him also where he is today. Wilt thou remember worldwide also the places where they have the opposition and even the anger and the hatred against their life, where so often that load can be too heavy, that also thy people are ready to give it up. But he who will persevere to the end, they will be saved. Grant that perseverance unto them. Wilt thou be also with the elders and deacons where they serve this congregation, where they are coming into the homes? Could it be also into the hearts to find out who is there sitting in front of me, converted or unconverted? And even such a visit can be the tool in thy hand for the conversion. But also, Lord, when thy word is preached, when it is also read by the elders, wilt thou give them today thy help. May we have an hour in thy favor. Visit thy people from on high. It is foretold to them, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome this world. May that be experienced also on this day. Wilt thou so lead us into the scriptures. May we receive out of that treasure the new and the old things. Wilt thou so be with all cases, handicapped ones, widowers, widows, and other things which are painful and difficult for the flesh to carry on, to go through it, but nothing is without a reason. Oh, give them that true submission and that just to follow thee, even when the ways are, when they seem to be impossible. Also for the preaching of thy word, oh, could it be that for this one or that one, instruction was given, some encouragement for thy people, help for the brothers, elders, and deacons when they have their meetings with their minister, and also when they have the visits, that they all may know on whose behalf they are coming. Then it is easy, Lord. Then there is also something of that humiliation to have that place and that work laid upon our shoulders. And then also the reception in the congregation will be heartily and with respect. Will thou so help them also this morning? Let nothing hinder us. And if we may come at the end, then we all can admit it was good to be at that place. Not because this one or that one, but because the Lord was in our midst. We ask thee, O Son of God, to bring this supplication to thy Father by the Holy Spirit and to give us the fruits upon it. Amen. Let us continue, congregation, by singing number 60, the stanzas 1-5. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, O put me not to shame before triumphant foes. 1-5 of number 60, and in the meantime your offering will be received.
Thank you.
Beloved congregation, we all know that the so-called church year, that starts in the time of Advent. And then that December week, the last week, then is the commemoration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That has nothing to do with a tree or with candles or meals. That is more or less what the world is doing with it. But yeah, they know something about it. Oh yeah, you go to church, yeah. And that was that now his birth, that December 25? But, so he has a beginning? Yes, I know. Because he is also from eternity, he has no beginning. But speaking about his human nature, then indeed, he had even a mother, a natural mother. Confession class. Did he have also in regard to the birth of a person that is not man and woman, that is husband and wife? And that remarkable wonder, deliverance, there's always a critical moment or more than one in it. And then that deliverance and a new human being. Yeah. On the way to eternity. And has once to meet God. And now in our doctrine, and our dear Bible, that we have for that meeting of God a preparation. What is that preparation? That is the sound preaching of the Word of God. Where are the Canadians and the US people today? Millions on the wrong spot and in the wrong track. A handful. And then, of course, church-wise, there is much variety. But a handful who may have that sound doctrine. Young people, do you hear that? Shall you stay where you was brought in the church to be baptized? Think about the water. And I know there is so much attractiveness from the sight of the world. But you are set apart already. Oh, you don't need to tell me when I ask it how much hours are spent or wasted by being busy in that electronical world today. That is often as a competition with the Bible. That you have a problem to seek something in the Bible, but not the problem to follow those things. In that respect, as parents, what do we have a task, and as teachers, and as office bearers, to keep them on those places where you know that I want to see them, that I want to have them. Think about whether it's something organized by the church, then it is always nice to see the young people there too. And if we have some instruction for them, and we may maybe as office bearers say something out of our own life, or they like that. And we hope that it is also practiced that way. But now congregation, that time of his suffering, we have also in the scriptures the text about that important time. And that is this morning, Luke chapter 23, the verses 39 through 43. So Luke chapter 23, the verses 39 to 43. I read them again. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Thus far. Saved at a very late hour is our theme. Saved at a very late hour. Now with the Lord's help, we have three different points, congregation. First, Christ crucified amidst two others in the same condemnation. Secondly, from whom comes of one at a very late hour a sincere supplication. And the third point, whereupon Christ by his own crucifixion gives a timely salvation. We repeat Luke 23, the verses 39 through 43, our theme, saved at a very late hour. Our first point, Christ crucified amidst two others in the same condemnation. So he was hanging in the midst of two, and amazing, out of those two, even one will be saved. Very late, but not too late. So crucified amidst two others in the same condemnation. Second point, from whom comes of one at a very late hour a sincere supplication? Because it says in the text, it begins with the word in 39, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. So he's doubting about it. He doesn't say thou art, but if thou be Christ. But then the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? But I have a question to that man. Why are you hanging there? Now you are more or less teaching the one with whom you was in the world of criminality. But, yeah, now I hear out of your mouth things that we never heard before. From whom comes on a late hour a sincere supplication? So, if you say, dost not thou fear God? Well, you can say the reason that you are hanging there, that's because you did not fear God. And then he says, we indeed justly, that I'm hanging here, that's my own fault. And you need to have the same understanding of it. My own fault. We indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. From whom comes of one on a late hour a sincere supplication? Because after these words, then he speaks to Christ. And what is then his speaking? He begins with the word Lord. That is in Dutch, Here. Lord. So he acknowledged him as being God. A crucified God? Yeah, a crucified God, yeah. God and man. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Christ gave that kingdom a different name. In the next verse he says, paradise. Because Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Well, congregation, we were in paradise in Adam. But we have forfeited that place. And it was closed. There is an angel with a flaming sword to keep everything outside of it. But Christ, hanging on the cross, he says, I am on my way to that heavenly paradise. And I take one of these two with me. What is your future? How many destinations are there? Catechism class. You say two. Correct. Can you mention them? I can. Now what is it, The one that is to be lost forever, and the other that is to be saved forever. Where do you think to end up? Yeah. That I don't know. Yeah. You know it. as long as you are unconverted, you are heading in the wrong direction. Is that so? Yeah, that is so. Is there a change possible? Yes. Yes. And that change, that is most of the time done by the Lord within the walls of his house, where you are now. Is that so? Yeah. You mean, I can become converted here? You can. You can. What happens here? On Golgotha. So from whom comes of one at the late hour a sincere supplication? He ventured to ask it Christ. And the result, our third point, whereupon Christ by his own crucifixion gives a timely salvation. Why do I say by his own crucifixion? Well, my hearers, that is where the Father has brought him. Because the anger of the Father need to be accepted by a criminal, no, by his own son, who did not spare his own son more than once. Noble Fort, we told you of that Hugo Binning. If you have his books, read them. He was a light in that time. And then he says the three divine persons were gathered. And as if they were looking the one to the other, one of us three need to become man. And then the second person says, lo, I come to do thy will, O my God, thy law is within my heart. And that is now what we have also. In that statement, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Whereupon Christ by his crucifixion gives a timely salvation. And timely, that means just still on time, not too late. Not too late. And now you know that too, that in the religion, the religion around us, that is often my savior. My savior. And let us hope that it is true, but God's children are not that soon at that place, because that is Christ, and there is, he was for the disciples also hidden. He says once to Thomas, have I been that long with you, and do you still not know me? So when we are in the weeks of passion, and that is more than once told to you too, that is not milk anymore, but that is strong meat. That's a further leading by the Holy Spirit of his church. And amazing that in so many churches and circles, yeah, my Savior this, my Savior that. But if there is a moment and you receive the opportunity, and you will try to explain them your opinion about that statement, then you will meet or becoming angry or too complicated, or they want to be rid of it as soon as possible. And my hearers, the weeks of passion, they are more or less as the cornerstone for the church. Because that passion, that suffering and death, of the Son of God that was foretold and that was also in the ways of shadow in the Old Testament when they laid an animal on the altar. But provisional, because lo, I come, and then he will be sacrificed, and he will give himself. So, when we say saved in a very late hour, Christ crucified amidst two others in the same condemnation. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. He mentioned the name Christ. But there is another one. There are two. Verse 40, but the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Now, you don't read that in the Bible, but he could ask him, so, I never heard that language from you. We were together in all kind of sinful ways, and now you talk way different. Rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God? But that is also congregation in the conversion. You will meet a big change in him or her. Maybe your wife. Maybe your husband. Even in such a way that they say, you don't love me anymore. Now you are so church-minded and always with that Bible and other things are gone. This is very hard to continue. And they need to explain themselves. And they need the Lord to do that. It is true. I cannot go on the way as we did. I have to change my way. You don't love me anymore. No, that's not the case. There is someone else. That's true. But not in the wrong way. That's someone else. My dear, that is the Lord. And now I am ashamed of my former life, even with you. The way how we lived, worldly, really worldly. And now I am, it is for me a wonder that I do not yet lay in the hell. Because if I do not deceive myself, the Lord has shown me my life, my former life. Congregation, that happens here on the cross. That happens here on the cross. Because the Bible said first that they both were railing. But now here, the other answering rebuked him, saying, so in no time it has changed. Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation. And amazing that the other one that's not in the Bible is not asking anything. You do not hear him anymore. And we indeed justly. So Christ crucified amidst two others in the same condemnation, from whom comes of one at a very late hour a sincere supplication. So he is answering to that other one. We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss. As I say, a very great change has taken place. And as a result of that change, now he speaks to Christ himself. So first to his brother, so to speak, in sin. And then verse 42, and he said unto Jesus, Christ was hanging in the midst, man, see, nailed on a cross. So they are all three with the face to a certain direction, And we think that he was still able to turn his head a little bit. He said unto Jesus, who was hanging there in the midst of the tomb, did you ever speak to him? Whom do you mean? Well, Jesus. I don't think so. No? No. Are you not a Christian? I try to be. And I have people in my own environment, and for them Jesus seems to be the neighbor. But I'm always reluctant to have any discussion with them, because I miss in their behavior the low place, the place of unworthiness. They talk about him as if they talk about the neighbor. If they bring you to other churches, you hear it in 10 minutes. Here is no reverence. Here is no unworthiness. Here is no wonder. I have them in my midst who feel the pain at the moment, because the leaving of the dear children into different directions. And it is true, it will ever remain your child, but there comes a distance. There comes a distance, and here are two malefactors. But we only can speak about one who was changed, congregation. And how do you know that? Well, that is clear in verse 42. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I said in my second point, from whom comes of one at the very late hour a sincere supplication. What a short prayer. But congregation, our prayers do not need to be that long. It is a true prayer. And he starts with the word, Lord. When you start to talk to someone, usually you begin with mention the name. And that is also here. But then, of course, when we use that name, then the question is tolerated and even necessary. I hear you praying. And if I hear it well, then you say the name of God. So then you pray to God. Yeah, I do. May I ask you then, do you know to whom you are praying? Pixie Butte. Yeah. I hope it doesn't bother you when I go back to the beginning, that my calling letter from Lethbridge was with the information of a new church in Pixie Butte. And now you have your, you are established for a number of years already. You have received your minister. You have received the reading, the read sermons by the elders. Now that word, Lord, is that now something that has been settled in your life and in your heart? because you say that word every morning when you are on your knees and when you go to your bed to do it again. And the prayers on the day. Oh, do we understand when I speak to someone, I mention first his or her name. And then it's so from this pulpit at this moment, my personal question to each one of you. Can you say, Lord? Did he came in your life already? Children. Is that necessary? That is necessary. That you know God. That you do not speak to an unknown God. And are not his servants given to explain him to you, to present him to you? Is that not in the classrooms, pupils? Do you not begin the day with prayer, and is not the teacher starting with the word Lord, finishing? He said unto Jesus, Lord, and then he said it hanging on the cross. So you would say, well, are you hanging there? Then you are a criminal. Then your aunt is close by. Because it never happened that it took them away from the cross, that they died. So you are close to eternity, but that is also his petition. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. That is now a question to prepare his future. Yeah. And what is your future? Yeah. I really don't know. No, as long as you are unconverted, indeed you don't know. But you have a future. And that is only one word. Now say it. Eternity. Eternity, yeah. We are all on our way to eternity. But is eternity not endless? Indeed, that has no end. So then, the state when I die will never change anymore, will never change anymore. Where the tree fallen, there it will remain. And now you are a handful of citizens in Alberta. A handful. And thus far the Lord has brought to you the ministers who were preaching the sound doctrine and the elders reading. Do you see the distinguishment that he bestows way more upon you than upon others? Do we understand that? You see, you know, I'm 50 already, 60 or 70, and I have a bunch of sermons behind me, thousands. So, and then, were they effective? Thus far, no. Well, here is one. Close to his end. But you are also close to your end. Because you don't know if you get it the evening. And then the request. Lord, this is the house of God. This is the word of God. We have the sacraments of that God. But do we now have God himself? from whom comes of one at the late hour a sincere supplication, the word Lord. Whereupon Christ by his own crucifixion gives a timely salvation. Because verse 43, and Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Do you know a greater contradiction, hanging on a cross in paradise? And that comes now out of the mouth of Christ. Do you know what that means? You need to receive your salvation out of the Bible. Out of the preaching as the Lord works instrumentally. And that is, as we try to do that in every congregation, and there is nothing so important than to meet your people, and they know the purpose of your coming. And then there's always the question, especially when it is a new congregation. And what is then the question? Is there already a beginning? A picture? May I ask that once more this morning? Together with all the ministers that you have received and still have. That question. That necessity. Of the knowledge of that true God. Now the Bible says, ye that believe in God, believe also in me. That is here about the second person. And now when the Lord is changing a person, that does not begin with Jesus, but that begins with the law, and with the majesty of the law. And by the knowledge of the law is also the knowledge of sin. But if you are healthy, you walk on two legs, not on one. And that's why we say law and gospel. But when they speak about the gospel and you visit them as office bearer, oh, you speak about something that happened in your life. The change. Can you tell us about that change? And if the Lord helps them, and it is true, then you don't forget that evening or whenever that was. Because they knew your coming. And they were on the say, Lord, if thou doesn't help me, I cannot say one word right. But if thou help me, then it will be for them also good. And the office bearers know that. When you have such a place, then, and the one gets opening, and maybe another visit is planned too, so the clock is your enemy at that moment. But you say, here is something that has taken place. Because maybe a year or two ago, I did not hear it. And do you then understand, Pixibute, when they come again? And they are there not every week, of course, but there is always a kind of a routine in it. Oh, you say, is now again a year gone, and I still am the same? Do you understand here a little bit of the Lord's long suffering? Long, is not endless. Long suffering. Can you now, in this climate of speaking, can you understand when I say, make haste for your life's sake? Make haste. You want to convert me? Yes, yes. Yes, as an instrument. I cannot convert people. But your conversion is absolutely necessary. And especially youth of the congregation. How much of your God-given time is spent in the wrong direction and business. Do never forget where you go. You have the triune God in your baptism on your forehead. And I want to see that also in your outwardly apparel, in your behavior. That is, yeah, strange. They are old-fashioned. But I wish I had 10 more of them. Because they know their job. They are exemplary in my company. Can you follow me, youth? Is that the conversion, that are the fruits of conversion, and as our duty, is our duty. Oh, here is a case that man, I would say he is hanging above the hell. And yet he ventured that question, that supplication. He ventured it. And the Lord does not wait an hour to answer. No, instantly Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And where is paradise? You can read that in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. That's where we were original. But it is lost. It is closed. There is no entrance anymore from man's side. But this is a paradise that belongs to heaven congregation. Now the first garden is closed, but this one. Yeah. Well, you say that is still open. Have you seen that? How do you know that? You first got to do with that closed paradise. Adam niet geleerd. Christus niet begeerd. No knowledge of Adam is no need for Christ. And let the brothers agree. When we go through a congregation. And they knew of your coming in general. And when there is one who may come out, you don't forget that. See, oh, the Lord is still working. And mention congregation. I don't know an English word for the Dutch word gunnen. Iemand iets gunnen. That is that you have in your mind to give something to someone, to give something good to someone. That you have the intention that is in you. And that's why ministers sometimes say, ik gun het jullie allemaal. My intention is to give it to all of you. My desire, my attitude, but I cannot convert people. And yet in the preaching, they may open the door in the preaching. And that Christ says, I am the door. In the good translation, it is a pity that the King James has not always the capitals where they have to be. They have a good translation, but not in the capitals. Then the Dutch Bible is way more consequent. So when you have a capital, and when he says, I am the way, that need to be a capital. And the truth, the T need to be a capital. And the L need to be a capital. That is, that are own names of God. And oh, I have to close because of the time. Congregation. It is really a blessing that you may have your place of coming together. And that you have your office bearers. And you have received your ministers. May the Lord prolong that. But then also, a relation to that knowledge of that true God, saved, in a late hour. The weeks of passion that is about his suffering and death, when it is explained to you, it need to be applied to you. And that is asking from your side to knock at the door. Boys and girls, shall you do that? Do you still have a father and mother? Shall you obey them? And also in your apparel, girls, do not have that apparel that belongs to a man, but to a woman. And if you have your confession class and your catechism class and your teachers, they stand there in front of you to instruct you. And it is always good when you come home after your catechism instruction that you have some notes. And that you bow your knees. We had it in my first congregation. That was a girl. And she died in the years of catechism. And we buried her in Barneveld. Was 3,000 members. So we had hundreds of children at that gravesite. Yeah. We buried in those years, as I told you, more than 20 times in that age, sometimes very young, but their congregation, the Lord came over, and we knew it about that person, that there was something of the Lord in it. And it is always sometimes when a child of God has to be buried, there can be among the ministers, I do not want to use the word fighting, but the kind of a desire to do that. And I understand why, because, yeah, when the Lord gives opening at the grave, they have something of the future close by. That I remember some case that it was even difficult to leave. And we stood there. But yeah, finally you have to go. Oh, that he may convert you, children. When you are still unconverted. And that you may seek that God while he is to be found. He is closer by as you dare to think. And you have to come before him the way as you are. And that is unworthy. Hell worthy. Oh, that irreverent lament. He said once in a sermon, if you are laying there, and I told you that already, the Lord lays himself beside you. We sing of 112. The verses 1, 2, and 4. Before thy people I confess the wonders of thy righteousness. And what follows of 1:12 is the collection. 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That word verily, that is in Dutch voorwaar, twice voorwaar. Verily, that you have not to doubt about it. And that paradise congregation. The first paradise, as we mentioned that is closed. But this paradise that will receive every human being in whose life the Lord has made a beginning of a new spiritual life. And that is always personal to each one of us. Oh, that you say, I know it all. And I like that doctrine. And it is never too much to go to church. But still, I have not a new heart. Boys and girls, are you seeking for a new heart? Yeah, but maybe you say, Reverend, there is so much competition. That is true, children. But do you know that you have already a tool? What do you mean? Then I point to your forehead. There are three names which were mentioned by the minister in the hour of your baptism. And that is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is the Trinity. And you bear that name with you. Take care that your apparel, your attitude, your behavior is not contradicting that three names, because being set apart, that means that there has happened already in your baptism something. And now we may not underesteem and we may not overesteem. I doubt if I told it to you, but Reverend Tegier gave us once an example of that happened in the city of Rotterdam, where we lived for 20 years. Where is also the theological school. There was a man who was so in a spiritual darkness that the only thing that was left to take his bicycle, and he had the river, the Nieuwe Maas, and he thought to, and that is so deep, and the current strong, to drive with his bicycle in that river. As it was so dark for his soul, and his conversion so impossible, and he did it. And that was quite a distance, say 100 yards or something. And while he was driving to that river, as if the Lord with his hand points to his forehead, that he would do that with the name of a triune God on his forehead. And he used his brakes and he stopped and he went back. It is Satan, if he has his desire, receives his desire, then the heaven will be empty. And the hell will be filled. But congregation, he knows one thing, that for himself is no conversion. And it is his goal to get as much in his claws, that they also shall have no conversion. But now, Christ is stronger. Young people, do you hear that? With all your temptations, Christ is also God. God and man in one person. And congregation, that is also when they visit you, and they do that on a regular time, Now you know they are coming, and yeah, I'm still the same. But I hope that where you are still unconverted, that drives you out to the Lord. Oh, you say, I did that so many times already. Do it once more. Do it once more. Why? Because you can lose nothing with it, and you can gain everything through it. And then also, when we have that people in whose life a change is going on, they need some leading. They need some instruction. And what is it, a great thing, if we have in a congregation fathers and mothers in Israel who are able to deal with them too. All congregation. And is my request. And I try to do that also on my knees. But stay close with one another. And when there is here or there a beginning of that new spiritual life, that it will make you jealous, that you say, Lord, is that now again another one? Are thou forgetting me and my family? Oh, I hope that that burden may laid upon you so heavy and with such a load that it becomes an impossibility and a matter of emergency. And there we have in the Bible the examples. If you read it of Paul also in that New Testament, of that Macedonian man come over and help us, and it was given. He has taken care for the congregation too. I don't like to go into that again. But there was once no picture mute. But it came out of the congregation, Lethbridge and some other places too. And if we now see how the Lord has taken care, that also in the outwardly things you can see his goodness. But the most important is that you say, you know, between the walls of that building, I may believe that he has changed my life. And in that respect, congregation, then the Lord is still the same today, yesterday, and forever. And people of God, where there is now a beginning, you also need to ask for the deepening of it. And that goes through this way. He must increase and I must decrease. That is a deeper showing, a further leading of what man is. And I hear it in the Bible that Paul says, wretched man that I was. That's not in the Bible. He had a bad life, but the Lord converted him. And then he says, wretched man that I am. But that was about the old man. And in the conversion you get also a new man. Oh, then it is in my heart. Yeah, to offer it to you. But I cannot give it you. But that there is one, that there is not one whom the Lord will skip over. No. Know that you all may get a turn. That you all may receive that beginning of that new life. If it is not yet given, children, even the little ones, to become converted. And that is that you have a life of sighing and seeking. But that are now the beggars at the throne of grace. And you can have sometimes in hospitals or waiting rooms that the doctor says, now for a moment we need to stop. But reverently speaking, that will never be said by the Lord congregation. Oh, he sees in one glance the whole world. He sees all the churches and all the religions. And I believe we still may be a remnant of that early immigrants. And as you can ask it to your family how they came. It was hard congregation, but they had one thing with them. They had the truth with them. There was not yet a church and consistory, but see what is now given. And then I hope that those buildings are filled with spiritual beggars, and that among those beggars are some who may give leading to God's people, also the brothers, elders, and deacons with the brother minister. And in that respect, we will never become more than a poor servant. But as you know, that your labors will not be idle in the Lord. Oh, the Lord bless you. He convert you. When you are still unconverted, widowers, widows, that empty place, may that be filled by a triune God. And youth of the congregation, obey father and mother and teachers if you still have them. And do not bother them by going into the wrong direction. But see the examples in the Bible. Christ himself, 12 years old, was also in obedience to his father and mother. You can read it. That is the heavenly example. May you be also a picture and an image of that. Amen. Lord, from thy sight is never anything too short, but from our sight that will always remain. May we lay before thee this flock, from young to old. We commend them all unto thee, a triune God, with the request and supplication that thou wilt dwell in them and among them, that thou wilt help them in the daily task. Oh, they are distinguished. Make it all when it is impossible. Make it possible. Also church life. Help the brothers with the minister. And give from time to time that that beginning is renewed. And then also in the way he must increase and I must decrease, that there may come knowledge of the second person, which is so necessary. And also in the experience so precious, will thou guide us, Lord Jesus Christ, further on this day, further in the time. May we also command the governments in general, totally unknown with our doctrine, but thou art the God who can do wonders. Bring each one safely home. And when there is nobody else to greet us, we command them also unto thee. Handicapped ones as well, hear us and give an acknowledging heart for thy goodness among one another. Amen. Our closing psalter is 421, stanzas 5 and 6. O God, our shield, with face benign, look on thy servant, holy thine, and keep him, Lord, thou great defender. What follows, 5 and 6 of 421. Receive now the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.